Okay, when Kuf Yutes, we're up to Sif Yudalet. I plan to give the shiur today till 9:30, and at that time to go to David's Levaya. I'm assuming they're coming 10:15 or so. There'll still be plenty of time for Kavod Ames. I plan to take the F train, which goes straight to the corner of MTJ, the East Broadway exit. If someone is driving, I would take you up on it. But it's probably wiser to go with the train. Okay, we're up to Sif Yudal. If you test Sif Yudal, it is a particularly... What? Yeah, Kavod Ames is to be there, I guess. A Kuf Yutes Sif Yudalet is a halacha which, as we'll see, has major consequence in the rules of Sveikis, and for that reason, it's a bit complicated. The Mechaber is easy, the Ramah is complicated, and you're very fortunate to be here where I'll explain it to you so clearly that nobody will have a hard time. Before we start Sif Yudalet, we have to remember Sif Yud Gimel, because this is a continuation. We had a rule that if a merchant sells treifis, the cheskas kosher, and then later finds out it was treif, so there's a difference in the issa derais and issa derabanan. In all cases, if the thing he sold is still around, you return it for a refund. You bought something, it's treif, and he sold it as kosher. Whether the packaging was off, or they made a mistake in the store, or whatever it was, if the item is still in your possession, you certainly can return it to the store and to the seller and get your money back. The shaila is only if it was already eaten. If a person bought something that's not kosher, and Rahman al-Islam, he ate it, and then he finds out it's treif, so he said that by nisa d'iraisa, you get your money back, even though it was eaten already. And by Nisa Darabanan, a person does not get his money back. Why by Nisa Darabanan you get your money back? You're not returning it. So Rashi Shita was that it's a Knas. And the Shach bought Rashi. However, the Rambam Shita and the Achrayim seem to say that's the Iker Shita, is that it's Iker Adin. If somebody buys Treifus, that's a Nisa Darabanan. So he didn't buy food. He thought he bought food. It tasted like food. But an issa deraisa is like it's poison. He bought poison in the guise of food, and he's entitled to his money back because the sale was not a sale. An issa derabanan, it's not that way. An issa derabanan, we said b'shegeg doesn't need a kapara. It's not inherently poison, and you don't get your money back. So the basic difference halacha l'maisa: if you buy something in a store and it was eaten already, and you find out it was treif, if it's an issa deraisa, you always get your money back. If it's an issa derabanan, then you don't get your money back. That was although there was a dispute as to the reason, the halach itself was absolutely, absolutely clear. Sif Yudalet deals with sveikas. When you buy food, which may or may not be kosher, you put it becheskas kosher. And sveikas now became clear that it wasn't certainly kosher. Now we're going to have two examples of this, the Mechaber's example and the Ramah's example. As I said, the Mechaber's example is easy, and the Ramah's is complicated. That's why we have here a long shach and a long taz, and a lot discussed about it. So let's start with the easy, which is the Mechaber. In order to understand the Mechaber, I have to be magdim. I think we all know that when an animal is shechted, we check the lungs for treifus. As a matter of fact, according to the din of the Shulchan Aruch, only lungs have to be checked. No other part of an animal has to be checked. Behemus habecheskes ksherim, right? Behemus einem treifus, and they don't have to be checked. The lungs, where it's more common to find treifus and which are easy to check, the lungs have to be removed anyway. So we do a bedika on the lungs. That's the din of the Shulchan Aruch. There's a minig that goes back generations to also check the Beis HaKaisis, one of the stomachs, just to feel it for a needle or a rock, something hard that may have punctured the stomach. Not common to find anything there, but nevertheless, the minig is to check the stomach. But that's a minig that's post Shulchan Aruch, and in the time of Shulchan Aruch, we're discussing only the lungs were checked. Now, let me tell you that there are two examinations of the lungs. When an animal is shechted, after shechita, it's hung upside down, and it's skinned from the hindquarters down. The Mishnah in Talmud says in the Beis HaMikdash, they did it that way as well. They did the hefshit down to the chazah, down to the chest. And what they do at that point, the animal is open, and there's what's called a bedikas pnim. Bedikas pnim means the following. What we're afraid of in the lungs is a hole in the lungs. Now, if there's a hole in the lungs are very moist. And when there's a hole in the lungs, the liquid makes its way out of through the hole and creates what we call a sircha. A sircha is a growth. It's a growth that is sort of rooted at the hole and comes out. And sometimes connects itself to the diaphragm or to the chest cavity. It connects itself to the body of the animal. A bedikas pnim is that the sheichit or the baidek puts his hands between the lungs and the chest cavity and feels for any sircha that's connecting it to the chest cavity. That's called bedikas pnim. Now, if he finds something that's connected to the outside, and once you pull it out, you would know, then he's matrif the animal. The animal's considered a trefa, because the sircha that came out and connected itself to the chest cavity or to the diaphragm is tref.
If there's a sircha, the animal's not glot, right?
No, if there's a real sircha, it's treif according to everybody. It's not do a glot kosher, not glot kosher. I'll explain the glot afterwards.
Is this common?
What?
Is this common, this thing? That it's a treif?
Let me explain afterwards. Let me go in order. So this is bdikas pnim. They're checking on the inside. Then the lung is removed, and we do a bdikas chutz. The lungs are removed, and we do a bdikas chutz. The bdikas chutz consists typically of two steps. One is a visual inspection of the lung. If the lung is perfectly clean and there's nothing there, it's totally clear, then the lung passes inspection and it goes on. Often happens that there is some sort of what they call a sirchala. Because sircha is treif, they don't want to call it a sircha, so they call it a sirchala. There's some sirchala, there's some minor type of sircha. So, the minig of Bnei Ashkenaz is to do a miyuch. Miyuch is shechtem atrein, to rub the sircha and see if it becomes liquidy very quickly. And if it turns into liquid very quickly, we hold that that's not a sircha. And if it doesn't, then we do neficha. Neficha is to blow up the lung. Once upon a time, a baidik had to have very strong lungs himself to blow up a lung. Today, we use an air pump. We use the same pump that you would use to fill up your tires. They have an air pump that connects to the lung and fills up the lung with air, and the lung is submersed in water. And if there are bubbles, that's a sign there's a hole. And if there's a hole in the lung, then that's treif. This is what takes place in every reputable shechita place. A bedikas pnim, followed by a bedikas chutz. The bedikas chutz includes miyuch, which is a little more controversial, because you can't give an exact science on how much to rub it. So it needs a lot of yerushimayim to be mamayach. And then neficha.
Why do you even need miyuch?
Because miyuch would be mashuret. Miyuch, the Pesachei Tshuva brings those who made fun of miyuch and held there's no makar for miyuch. And nevertheless, it's become the minig over the last 150 years, 200 years since Tanach Sam Seifer, to do miyuch. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, even though there was controversy originally, but today we know that we know how to do miyuch, and it works. And miyuch is done. This is one of the reasons Chazal asked paying a sheichet based on how many animals are kosher. The sheichet loses money by finding it to be treif. He'll have an incentive, to be masher. So therefore, we don't pay a sheichet based on how many ksherim come. And this is what's done. So this is the bedikas areya that we do. Now, what?
When there is an air leak that's demonstrated, the assumption is that it was there in blood.
The assumption is it was there when it was alive, which would make the animal a treifa.
Because if it was there in blood, then the animal would have what's called a dimal
kosher. Yeah, but it's not, because it's sealed by the sircha, so the animal can survive for a while. Because when the sircha is like a scab that covers it, it helps the animal. The animal doesn't suddenly die; the animal would slowly die. But
once the hole is covered, then the animal will live.
Then the animal will live, but not. We assume it wouldn't live 12 months. That's the assumption of Chazal, and that's a treifus.
The checking of the lungs, so, is it derisa
derabana? Oh, so this is what comes up now. So this is what's done in shita houses. Someone asked if it's common to find a sircha. In most behema gasa, there will be some sort of a sircha. In most large animals, there'll be something that needs to be checked. As a matter of fact, between 60 and 66% of animals go to treifus. Only about a third to 40% of animals are pass inspection for glat kasha, for what we call glat kasha, and roiv animals don't. Even though roiv animals are ksheris, but since we're not bekiyim in checking, anytime there's any sort of an issue, we put it to treifus. The minig of the Sfaradim is not to rely on miyuch and to try to have a smoother lung. That's why they have what they call glat, Beis Yosef glat. Beis Yosef glat is a higher level of glat kosher. And today, the major shechita houses offer Beis Yosef glat. It's an extra, I don't know, 20 cents a pound or whatever it is. But they do offer Beis Yosef glat, and they're... It's more and more common to find, especially in Flatbush restaurants, that have a sign Beis Yosef Glat and Beis Yosef Bishul Yisrael, and that certainly is a hidden.
It reduces the percentage,
but the Vaila, the stores, the Shechita houses don't lose anything. They're able to sell all the kosher, because there are many communities that are not makbid on the Beis Yosef Glat. So. That's the way, yeah.
60%
when it comes out of the shechita house, it goes into the treif. There's a hanger for the animals that are kosher. How's our treif? When it goes through everything, including hakol bakol mikol, it ends up being roughly 60% to 2/3 treif, and a third to 40%.
2/3 animals walking around are going to die.
Oh, so that's an old issue, that many of the treifus in the day of Chazal today, the animal does not die. And there's a well-known Chazainish, Ramosha writes it in the Tshuva as well. Ramosha's Tshuva, I think, is in Ebenezer. They say, Gevaldig Yisai, the Gemara says that the first 2,000 years of the world are Tayu, before the Torah was given. The second 2,000 of the years of the Torah is Torah. And the third 2,000 is Yemais HaMashiach. That's the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. Shis Alfei Shana Havi Alma, Trei Alfei Tayu, Trei Alfei Taira, Trei Alfei Yemais HaMashiach. Which means Mashiach could come during those 2,000 years. So what's Trei Alfei Taira? The middle 2,000 are Taira, not the last 2,000. So the Chazei Nish writes that the Klolei HaTaira are based on the Metzias in the middle 2,000 years. In the years until the Chasimus HaTalmud, whatever the Metzius is in the world, that establishes the Klalei HaTorah. If in later generations there are certain things that were treif in those 2,000 years, and in our day, either Nishtana HaTeva, either because nature changed or because we have better ways of dealing with illnesses, it becomes something that doesn't cause the death of the animal within your Beis Chaydish. It doesn't change anything. It still remains treif. So, and this is, and it has applications in other places as well, that the Treyafei Torah, the middle 2,000 years, established the rule. Ramesha writes that Hilchus Treifus is found in two places in Shulchan Aruch. In Yerideya, by animals or birds, and in Eben Ezer, by Dine Aguna. That if a person is a treifa and he disappears, 12 months later his wife could marry. So Ramesha writes, the Legabe Hilchus Treifus, it's treif. Treyafei Torah, whatever is treif at the time of Chasimus HaTalmud, that remains treif. Gabi Eben Ezer, it's not that way. Because being treif is not matter a man's wife to get married. It's dying that's matter. So even though in time of Chazal, if somebody who had a treifus, we assume he died 12 months later, but today we have no assumption that he died 12 months later, and therefore the klolim don't apply there.
So what was the medical information like the eight-month baby or something else?
The eight-month baby, Shlomo Zalman writes that it's not definite that Nishtana HaTeva. The Shulchan Aruch says that a baby born in the eighth month of pregnancy is a nephil. And you're not even allowed to feed the baby. Shlomo Zalman says he's not sure if the Teva changed or if we just have incubators. We have ways of continuing the process, the in-womb process, artificially. And that's why it continues. So maybe the 8 month baby is a type of Nishtana HaTeva. It may not be. A certain sakonis that seem to be Nishtana HaTeva Chol Shabbos and other areas.
In South America, the percentages are higher.
Yeah, it's very fascinating. In South America, it comes to South America, so he's very proud. In South America, the percentages are higher. Initially, when they started shechting in South America, there was suspicion that the bedika wasn't done right. The percentage of kosher are higher. As a matter of fact, often it's roiv kosher. It seems to be well established that it is that way. It's even a good bedika. And the reason the percentages are higher is because the animals there, we think, the animals there are allowed to roam freely. They're allowed to graze. Our animals, you know, with old Peter being worried about shechita, the animals are treated very, very cruelly. And they don't live in a natural way. And it could be that because in South America the animals are treated more humanely, that they have a lower incidence of problems with the lungs. It could be there's less air pollution in South America too. It affects the lungs. We don't know why, but it definitely is that way. The Metzius is that way. Than in South America, it's better. However, I must tell you, the South American meat, first of all, no boned meat is allowed to be imported from South America because of mad cow disease, which is related to the brain, whatever brain a cow has, but it's also related to the marrow of the bones. It's not legal to import any boned meat from South America. So mostly it's there are certain cuts, a lot of chopped meat comes from there. And also, the butchers say that the South American meat, quality-wise, is not as good as here. Basically, when animals are allowed to move around, their muscles develop. Muscles make the meat tough. When the animals are not allowed to move too much, so they remain flabby, like a lot of people. And that's a better meat. It's a softer meat, and that's a difference. Okay, but we're getting off topic. Let's get back to where we're at. Okay, there's something called Bedika Sareya. Okay, we could talk about Bedika Sareya for a long time. It's a long simon in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah? It avoids the miyuch. This miyuch, if you look in the Pesachei Teshuvah in Shulchan Aruch, you're a little scared of the fact that we rely on miyuch. He brings people who say it's a made-up thing. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that even though originally it may not have been a good idea, by today they are experts and they know how, and that's what we rely on. What? The Beis Yosef, yeah, they don't do a miyach. Miyach or klipa, there's miyach and there's klipa also. You try to peel it off gently, if it peels off gently. But Beis Yosef doesn't do it. There are a number of stores in Flatbush that use exclusively Beis Yosef. I don't know today, I didn't check recently, but for a while there were, I know that Pomegranate, which has a large Sephardic customer base, was using only Beis Yosef Glatt. I can't say it's that way today, I didn't check. But at any rate, this is the background. Now, the chiyuv to check the lungs is only a chiyuv d'rabbanan, which is important for us to know. So it says here in Siman Lamed Tes, I'm quoting from Dinei Bedikas Hareya, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Ein tzarech livdoik achar shum treifus min astam, chutz min areya. The only thing you have to check is the lungs. The kolapur is ged alecha b'loidika yishchenu nochash. The mechaber writes that you shouldn't ignore this. Ramah says, no go gamkein l'mfayach kol reya. The meaning is also to blow up a reya, fill less bay reyasa. Tzas mekayim is nayeg in shaloi l'mfayach rakim hoysa basir chay veres ayidei mishmush. If the sircha is ayver ayidei mishmush, they blow it up. In other words, if it's a questionable sircha, they blow it up. Now, so that's the meaning as I explained it to you. What happens if you didn't check the reya? If the reya was not checked, I mean, I tell you, you don't have to check because reiv behemis ain't a treifus. What happens? Well, reiv are not treif. Just we're not sure, so we send reiv to treifus. But reiv are not treif. Otherwise, you couldn't drink milk. We only drink milk because we're alive that reiv behemis not treifus. Milk of a treif would be treif. When you milk an animal, you can't check its lungs. It's very difficult. So so what's the din of a lung is lost? So here you have to read and listen to the Mechaber Ramah and Siv Beis. Mechaber says, Mishakara beten ha-behema, someone opened up an animal, v'kaidiv shetiv dekareya bo-kelev v'notlov, halachloi, and a dog grabbed their lungs and ran away with it, harizem uteris. So b'di'eved, it's called nevad ha-reya. Mechaber says that the reya is lost, that it's mutter. The Ramah says, Yesh machmirin nevda hareya, vein lahate rak mabakim hefsid gadol. We're machmir on nevda hareya, vein lahate elo behefsid gadol. The Shach brings that even according to the Mechaber, if someone bemezid did not do bedikas hareya, that it's treif, according to everybody. If bemezid, or if they appointed someone to check who doesn't know what he's doing, that's what he says in the Shulchan Aruch, it's aser midrabbanan according to everybody. So that again, if the mezid, a person didn't check or did a incompetent checking, the animal is treif, and if it's nevad ba'inis, the mechaber is matir, and the ramah is machmir except a makir hesem meruba. Okay, that's the din of Nevda Hareya. One of the contemporary controversies has to do with lamb today. Behema Daka, a Behema Gasa, a steer, an animal, most of our meat is from Behema Gasa. And what I told you about Glatt is true about a Behema Gasa. Behema Daka, lamb, is much less prone to circus. The lungs of a lamb or a goat, if there are places where they shecht it, tend to have very few sircha problems. The minig in the chassidish world is to do only a bedikas pnim on a lamb. In other words, they stick their hands in, if everything's good, they don't do a bedikas chutz. Bedikas chutz is a practical matter in a shechita house is very intrusive. To do a bedikas pnim takes a minute. You don't need a table. You don't need a barrel of water. It's easy. Bedikas chutz, you need an extra table, and most of the shechita houses are very cramped. You know, you picture it as being a big, gigantic room. It's not that way. They're very tight. And to set up extra tables and air pumps and everything is a tircha. So the chassidish shechita was noyig, or some are noyig, to do only bedikas pnim. Rav Moshe, the Gris Moshe writes that there's no source for it. You have to do bedikas chutz. and he quotes a prima gadim. He says if somebody b'mezid doesn't do a bedikas chutz, then the meat is also even b'di'evit. It should not let to eat it. So for many years, the lamb of the chassidish shechita of the biggest shechita houses was according to Ramosha, you're not allowed to eat. One of the exceptions was Rabashkin. Rabashkin, when he shechted lamb, did bedikas chutz, and his lamb was okay. And some of the hasherim, when they had lamb chops, allowed only from Rabashkin and nowhere else. I know when I grew up, my father didn't allow lamb chops into the house. I never asked him why. I'm assuming he was very close to Deborah Tzina Rav. I assume that it had to do with this cheshbon of not eating lamb. After Rabashkin closed in Lakewood, they didn't allow the Chassidus Shechita lamb into Lakewood. Lakewood has one hechsher, which is an excellent hechsher, and they didn't allow it. And when Rabashkin closed, there was no more lamb in Lakewood. So Ali, which had never done bedikas chutz on lamb, they wanted to get the market, and they started to do bedikas chutz. There's a little bit of controversy over exactly how often it's done, when it's done, where it's done. The lamb shechita is in Montreal. There are two shechita houses there, and there's a fair amount of controversy. I'll say who's right and who's wrong about whether they do bedikas chutz. They don't do bedikas chutz. They sometimes do bedikas chutz, but this is at least one of the contemporary issues. Okay, Adkan. This is Simen Lamed Tes. The din of bedikas areya. Today, Baruch Hashem, bedikas areya is done. And like I said, the only area of controversy has to do with lamb. For Sfaradim, it's not a controversy because the Mechaba holds never areya as mutl lechatchila. If you don't check it, it's okay. And the for Ashkenazim, it's an issue because of this prima gadim and this igros maisha that I mentioned.
Aren't there many other treifas for animals?
There are 150 treifas for animals.
So it
says bedikas areya is more common, and it's Esher Livdaik Bekal. It's easy to check. And easy to check, you have to check. Ramosha has another chumra, which everybody in America took on poultry to check the intestines. We're machmir to check intestines. Why are we machmir to check? And the way the intestines, if you go to Shechita house, the intestines are hung from a hook, and the Baidik runs his hand through the intestine to look for a stone or something that could have made a hole in the intestines. They do occasionally find problems in the intestines, even sometimes growths or disease in the intestine. The reason Ramosha was machmir is because the government checks the intestines. They do a visual check for disease on the intestines, and therefore every shechita house, kosher and non-kosher, hangs the intestines for the government inspector to check. It's as it goes down the line, there's a mirror behind it, and the inspector checks visually and checks through the mirror, checks the other side of the intestine, and he checks it visually, and next to him is usually a baidik, because Ramosha says the lungs were machmir because it's efshel livdei pekal. Intestines is not efshel livdei pekal. But in the shechita houses, once it's hung up like that, it's easy to be baidik. And therefore, Ramosha was machmir in America. And as far as I know, every shechita house in America, every shechita house at least that we would eat from, is makbid to check the intestines. Yeah, many of these areas where Ramosha had a profound influence in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, where all halachas went through his door on shechita here in America. Now in Eretz Yisrael, I'm not sure if they checked the intestines. I did go to a shechita of the from the Yerushalayim, from the Bedatz, and they do check the intestines there. So they do it everywhere. Chutz Laaretz, I don't know, but there they do. Okay, Adkan. This is Hilchos Treifos. We spent almost the whole time during Hilchos Treifos. Now let's look at veal was another issue. Veal, what they have, it's so funny. In America, everything is the name you give it. They have veal that comes from animals. They're called nature calves. Sounds like nature calves. They're left to nature and everything is good. And actually, what happens with these calves is after they're born, they lock them up in a room. They don't let them move. Very natural, exactly the way they're born. They and they give them a liquid diet. What? They force them a liquid diet, and it makes the flesh very, very, very tender. So Ramesha, when he heard about this, he held that you have to check the stomachs. Since the animal doesn't eat normally, we have a chazaka, most animals are not treifas. But here, they don't give them anything to eat. And we don't know what the stomachs look like. And therefore, Ramesha held that if you don't do bedikah on the stomachs, you're not allowed to eat the, I think they call it white veal, is that what they call it? That's called white veal? The white veal. So Ramesha and the Tshuva answered it. Many years later, Rav Schwab gave out a psak that it's mutter. He said, Ramesha wrote the Tshuva when this whole thing started. But by now, he writes, I think his lashon is that they've done tens of thousands of bedikas of the stomach, and all the stomachs are normal. And Ramesha was right for being chayish. He's not arguing with Ramesha, but he says it's already bodek menusa, and they don't check, and they don't check the stomachs. That's the issue with the white veal. Okay, I told you there's an easy mechaber and a difficult ramah. So for today, we'll learn the easy mechaber. Okay, mechaber says, Hamecher basar. You go to the store and you buy meat. Va'achakach noida shabahim alay nivdaka. Kahigen. And then you find out they didn't check the reya. They didn't do a proper bedika like they were supposed to do. Dinai kemeche dvarim shasurim edivrei seifrim. The halacha is that it's like treifas derabanan. What does that mean? Now, if there's a hole in the lung, it's treif min hatayrim. But the Mechaber says, Dinai kedvarim shasurim edivrei seifrim. It's like an issa derabanan, which if you still have it, you can return it. If you ate it already, you don't get your money back. Why is it like an issa derabanan? I will be in chayshish for treifas, which is a deraisa. The answer is, you go basaroid. The whole bedika is a derabanan. Now hold on a minute. I told you the mechaber shita is if you didn't check, it's mutter. Ramah is machmir if you didn't check. So mechaber shita is if you didn't check, it's mutter. So what's the mechaber talking about? So Shachav Ches explains, Shabbeim lo nivdekai, gim simen lamed tested days, which is what I read you. Kosav mechaber ne nevda hareya kaidem bedika dikshera. Mechaber holds if you fail to do a bedika of the reya that the animal is kosher. Vim kain, tzarech loyme demayri hacha b'hach gavni derivash. Must be talking in the case of the tshuvas harivash v'simen tzav tzadik alav v'zel shaynay. Chitem alay behema shenishchata b'cheskes heter imedes. Vim not la hareya v'lay nivdeka ksheira. The rivash was a svardi. The rivash was a talmud of the Mukhi Yosef. So in Nikla Revela Kishera, so what's going on here? It's kosher. Hainudafka in Pam Achas Irake Bainis Shagig. That's if it happened by mistake, like the dog took it and he grabbed it and he ran away with it. Aval Shiyamin Mishiadulanu Shenya De Libdaik. The Yivdaik Bemazin, you purposely set up somebody to do a phony checking. Shanoi Khalasmach Bidi Khidasa, and we should eat it based on him. Ze vadai also the divrei hakoyel. Amazed is also according to everybody. Valpi shem bedukazu elam divreiem. Even though the whole bedik is rabban, have a kihahi de mevatul nisla chatchila v'mklu b'amazed also. We know you're not allowed to be mevatul nisla chatchila. You throw iser into shishim in a tyrant's mutter. But if you purposely am mevatul it, there's a knas and it's also. So the mechaber is talking in a case where you didn't check it. B'mezid. So what's the din? So the din is, it's aser, it's an issa d'rabbanan, l'char is pashut. It's issa d'rabbanan, it's aser d'rabbanan. And it has a din like issa m'divrei seifrim. Now I want to make the point, because that's what we're going to come to when we get to the Ramah. There are different types of d'rabbanan. There's some d'rabbanans like muktzah, which are new d'rabbanans, bishalakum, new d'rabbanan. Some d'rabbanans that are a siyag or a chashash for an issa deraisa. Why do you check the reya? Because they're afraid there's a lung which makes it issa deraisa. So here we have a derabanan, which a rabbanan made for a chashash of a deraisa, And the Shulchan Aruch says, and it's logical, that Saif Saif, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. And therefore, if a person didn't check, then B'di'eved, it's Issa D'Rabbanan. If you ate it already, so like we said last week, you don't need a kapara and you don't get your money back. If you didn't need it, you do get your money back. What's the tumul in the Ramah? The tumul that we're going to deal with next week has to do with other Sveikus Deraisa. The tumul here is, what happens if it wasn't Lo Nivdeka Hareya? You didn't check the Reya, so it's easy. Rabbi animals are kosher, Midrabanan you have to check, you didn't check, you have an Adurabanan, it's us. What happens with an animal that has a problem that requires checking? The example that we're going to have is they found a needle in the lung of the animal. And the halach is, if you find a needle or a sharp thing, you have to do nefecha, you have to blow up the lung. But it's too late. The lung is cut up, and after they cut it up, they find something sharp that somehow got its way into the lung. That was a nice shahaya. Now you can't check it. So the question we're going to deal with, you can imagine that it's complicated, is what about a suffik deraisa? If you bought meat, that's also midrabanan. So if you ate it, it's over. You don't get money back. Why don't you buy something that's a suffik deraisa? It has a reisa. Deraisa is a suffik deraisa. Is it rabanan? Is it a suffik deraisa? Is it a mitzvah of chayal varaya? So this is a very geshmak Ramah that I'll come back to, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll come back to next week. Okay. Good to everybody.